Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has had some memorable experiences in Brazil, mainly as a result of his interest in the American poet Elizabeth Bishop, who lived there for 20 years. Lloyd has just returned from his third trip to Brazil, this time accompanying a group of young musicians, and he's come back, he says, with some unexpected feelings about the trip.
I've been to Brazil twice, and those occasions were among the happiest of my life. In the process of lecturing about a poet I loved, Elizabeth Bishop, who had lived there for some 20 years, and coming back the next year to teach American poetry to Brazilian students, I fell in love with the country, the landscape, the food, the people, and made what I hoped would be a lasting connection. When the New England Conservatory invited me to accompany their Youth Philharmonic Orchestra on a 2-week tour of Brazil, I don't think the inviters knew quite how much their invitee wanted to go. What I took back home with me, however, was even more than I expected. I knew Rio would continue to take my breath away with the seductiveness of its landscape, ocean and craggy mountains and city buildings in incestuous proximity. I also discovered that my connectedness to Brazil was intact. One Brazilian friend told me that I had just been mentioned in a magazine article about Elizabeth Bishop, but couldn't remember which magazine. Was I really a part of Brazilian life? I had to find the article. In the poetry section of one bookstore, I asked a salesperson if she had seen it, and she had. The next day, she left a message at my hotel, and when I went back to the store, she insisted on giving me her own copy of the magazine. What surprised me, though, was how thoroughly I was getting caught up in the concerts themselves. The schedule was grueling. I was amazed at how much energy a group of 100 mainly high school-age prodigies could have on 4 hours of sleep. And on top of an already demanding pops program, they were playing Mahler's gigantic Fifth Symphony, a challenge even for the most seasoned professionals. The Youth Philharmonic was certainly a sensation. At one pops concert, at an outdoor stadium in a city near São Paulo, thousands of people, standing room only, demanded 5 encores. The musicians had to be led off stage by guards because so many people wanted to touch them. "We were like rock stars," one astonished player exclaimed. The biggest hit of the tour was a pounding Afro-Brazilian number called Batuque, which the orchestra played at an outdoor concert on Copacabana Beach. They were joined by 10 brilliant young black percussionists who called themselves Funkin' Lata. Lata means tin can, who were part of the second oldest neighborhood samba school in Rio. The orchestra rose to some challenges no one could have predicted. At the Copacabana concert, the lights went out during Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet, but the Youth Philharmonic kept playing in the dark, 108 bars without missing a note. I wanted them to love Brazil and was disappointed when they turned down a sightseeing tour of Rio. They were tired. They wanted more time to practice. I worried about Brazil's impression on them when one young player looked out a bus window and gasped when she saw an inner-city kid ripping a man's pocket off his pants. We all rushed to the window in time to see the skinny pickpocket getting beaten to a pulp by the friends of his latest victim. In all honesty, I was afraid I might get tired of going to so many concerts and rehearsals. But I found myself following with mounting involvement the ecstatic ups and frustrating downs of the Mahler performances as they evolved from city to city. I was extremely moved by these young players' seriousness, their commitment, the way they grappled with conductor Benjamin Zander's stunning conception. They wanted so much to do it justice. And I held my breath on those miraculous nights when they did, when they sounded like a world-class orchestra, risking everything for a great work. These performances are now another connection I have with a place I love for more reasons than ever.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.